Mr. Brady, today's a very important day for the U.S. It's the day that we all take to set aside and thank the people who have made this country safe for so many years. What should people be doing when they come across a veteran today?
Today is when we stop and say thanks to the veterans who have sacrificed so much for our freedom, who and it's time to set aside to say thank you to the families whose loved ones are fighting for us overseas in Afghanistan, Iraq, and all throughout the world. These families and their soldiers are making remarkable sacrifices day in and day out for us, and it's important they know that we have not forgotten and will never forget the sacrifices they make for us.
It's more than just flying a flag.
It is, and we really ought to take time, every one of us, to thank someone today, and I will guarantee every neighborhood has someone who is either a veteran or is buried in a national cemetery, like my father is, as a veteran of the Korean War, or has someone who is serving today. And, I think it sometimes gets lonely for families and soldiers, and I don't think there's anything we can do that's more important than to just personally saying thank you.
And one of the things Congress needs to do when it comes back from its Memorial Day break is get busy on handling the intelligence issue. Why is the FISA issue still on the back burner?
Well, it seems to me almost morally wrong that we have now for 4 months stopped the ability for us to listen in on foreign communications from terrorists overseas. This is a critical part of our intelligence, which is a critical part of protecting this country. I don't think we should give foreign terrorists the same civil rights as Americans have, and I don't understand why the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, believes that the telephone companies in America, who gave us such vital information after 9/11, should be taken to court and sued because they did the right thing to protect us at the request of the government. So we need to have that foreign intelligence, not just to protect us here at home, but when we seize a insurgent and his cell phone on the battlefield, we should know who they've been talking to and who they've been coordinating with, because that is the safety of our soldiers.
And they shouldn't be putting their lives at risk if we're not willing to stand up for them out here on the home front.
No, and when we play politics with soldiers, either in their funding or in the tools they need to keep us safe, it's just reprehensible. We need to act now for a lot of reasons.